Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. A week from today, on December the 25th, we'll be singing one of our favorite Christmas hymns, Joy to the World. And we truly can celebrate joy as a result of the coming of Jesus Christ. We can also celebrate the joy of Jesus' return when he comes back to claim his church for his own in his second advent. So, in preparation for both the past advent and the one to come, our morning reflections for today is entitled Advent Joy. And our scripture text comes out of Philippians 4:4 and reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice." What is joy? Joy is defined as gladness of heart. It is listed among the top 5 things people desperately want in life, yet never seem able to get. Joy is elusive. In many cases, it is the result of our tendency to define joy as external to ourselves. We believe it is a person, place, or thing. Once we have it, we have joy, or so we think. Wrong. Joy is under attack. As we survey the world we live in, gladness of heart or joy is under attack. Our attempts to navigate 21st century living seems more daunting and challenging with each new day. Financial worries serve as a significant source of stress, ranking higher than 3 other causes of concern, which are work, family responsibilities, and health concerns. Work, family, health concerns have indeed exploded, especially with the advent of COVID and many of its variants, and all of the new illnesses and threats that we are faced with today. So how can we have joy? The Apostle Paul shares the secret of not only how to find joy, but also how to return to it in spite of the pressures we might face. The source of joy in Philippians 4:4 is God. Paul exhorts the church at Philippi to holy joy and delight in God. Delight yourself in the Lord. Yes, find your joy in Him at all times. That's from the Phillips translation. God has furnished us with joy even in the worst of circumstances. Nehemiah, in the midst of hostility and threats, said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. David acknowledged that in God's presence was fullness of joy. Jesus instructed his disciples to live in the vine, in Jesus' holy presence. By living in the vine, Jesus' joy would remain in them and be full. These same offers of joy are extended to you and I who live in the 21st century. Jesus is the source of our joy. Returning to joy, it is God's desire that we return to joy regardless of life's circumstances and difficulties. Jesus described these as tribulations. In John 16:33, he says, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." One of my favorite scripture comes out of Habakkuk 3:17-19. And it reads, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall, Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Tribulations and trials are natural outcomes we suffer and will suffer as a result of living in a fallen world. But in spite of that, we will always experience joy. We experience the effects of fallenness every day. They include death, disease, and difficulties. However, in Christ and as God's children, we've been provided with God's presence, the Holy Spirit, God's blessings, as outlined in Ephesians 1:3-17, and God's inexhaustible grace to sustain us. Returning to joy strengthens our resolve and helps us to continue the purpose God has set before us. Such strength can only come from eternal God who helps us through the worst of circumstances. When we come into the presence of the Lord, we connect with His great and eternal power. And how do we come into His presence? Through prayer, through reading His word, through memorization of scripture, through meditation. Being in His presence, we practice what it takes to return and stay in joy. It doesn't mean that we negate or ignore the realities around us and the suffering and the trials, but we know who is in control of our life and the outcome. God's power exceeds anything we can do in our own strength. We are invited to return to joy, Advent joy. We are invited to come and serve God who is sovereign and who has overcome the world. As we close the door on 2022, let us prepare to follow the Apostle Paul's admonishment to find our joy in the Lord. May the joy of Jesus fill your heart. May His joy be full and complete in your life. That's it for today, and we thank you for listening to us today. And if you would like to return to joy, if you would like to find Advent joy, we invite you to a relationship with Jesus Christ, a personal relationship. We were built for a relationship, especially relationship with Him. If you would like to learn more about how to do that, we welcome you to go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab, and you'll be guided as to next steps. Begin your new year in full relationship with Jesus Christ, and I assure you, by the time you reach next Christmas, you will know that that is the best decision you've ever made in your life. Again, thank you for joining us today. Share this podcast with your friends and family, and we look forward to being with you on next week, which will be Christmas Sunday, on and in a morning reflections. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.